Good morning. It's Tuesday, FLX Morning. It's 8:37. I've been practicing this because today is the first day. The partnership is official now. It's UR Medicine, Finger Lakes Health. And Laura's off today, so I get to see Kimberly Alacqua again. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Ted.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's wonderful to see you here. Now, I know that you handle a lot of the digital things, and so we were just talking before we went on, there are going to be some website changes coming soon.
Yes, in probably about an hour, you'll see our logo change. So the Finger Lakes Health logo will be gone. It'll be the UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health logo will go up. Our colors will change from the red and green on our website to navy blue and yellow. I'll be working on that later. Our icons will change on social media. When you come by the hospital, you'll see we have some feather flags out at Geneva and Soldiers. Our new flags on the flagpoles will be up, messaging in the hallways, so you'll be seeing the transition from the old logo to the new logo.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to that. So right now, as of the moment, it still says flhealth.org, and it's the red and green apple. So introduce our provider today.
Well, today we have Kathy Wade. Kathy oversees our Certified Nursing Assistant Training Program. She has been with Finger Lakes Health for over 30 years. She's a registered nurse and has been overseeing the CNA program for 2.5 years, and she does an amazing job. Our CNAs are the backbone of our long-term care, and they're very fortunate to be under the leadership of Kathy and learning from her.
Well, Kathy, good morning. Welcome back. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Good to see you, and thank you so much, Kim. That was very kind.
I'd forgotten you're also from the 603.
That's correct.
We're heading out on our vacation a little bit later on. I think we had that conversation. Now, where are you from in New Hampshire?
Berlin, New Hampshire.
You are?
Yeah.
Right. I'd forgotten that.
Yep. Right at the base of Mount Washington.
That's where I'm from, too. I was born probably in the same hospital you were then.
More than likely.
Wow. It was St. Louis Hospital back
that's
in my
right.
days. Was it when you?
Yes, it was.
Okay. See, and now it's Androscoggin Valley. It's AVH. Their name changed, too. So this is a great program because it's a good entry into healthcare, and then from there, the sky's the limit. You can go into so many different directions. So give us an overview of the CNA, Certified Nurse Assistant Program.
Okay, so it is a great preparatory program for nursing or anything in healthcare, really. We begin by teaching them about abuse and teaching them how to care for people. We teach them safety, infection prevention. We teach them about the systems of the body, the endocrine system, the respiratory system, cardiovascular system. We also teach them a lot of basic skills that they need to survive on the floor. Things like how to roll a patient, how to take someone to the bathroom, how to clean people up, how to use a lift safely. We teach them many things to help protect their health and protect the people that they are caring for once they get to the unit.
And like you say, those CNAs provide so many basic parts of the care that we see when we come into the hospital.
That's very true. And primarily the nursing home is who we are training because you have to be certified to work in a nursing home.
Right.
But what is just so amazing to me is how the heart of these students that come to us, they work really hard so that when they have their final exam, they can pass that and graduate. Then they still have to sit for a test with the state. The Department of Health sends in an evaluator who will test them on their written skills and then on their basic competency skills for the clinic, such as, you know, how to give someone a partial bed bath, how to do proper pericare, how to ambulate someone safely. There are 36 or more skills that we teach the students during our 4.5-week class, and 24 of them are able to be tested with the state. Not all 24, of course. There would be no time for that. But each student has to perform 5 different skills. One is hand washing for everyone, and one is indirect care for everyone, how they speak to the resident and if they keep them safe throughout the skills. Then the computer also will spit out 3 skills for each student. And they're all different, coming from the list of 24.
And then once someone is certified through this program, if they want to go to work, you've got the Homestead and Penn Yan, Huntington Living Center, Geneva Living Centers. There's jobs open right now to get into work.
Well, and what actually happens is they're hired into one of those nursing homes before they start class.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So they come to us. Some of them get to work as unit helpers on the floor before class. Some of them come directly to us, but they're already hired. So they're paid the entire time they're in class. And then after they graduate and get their CNA, they get a little increase, some incentive. There also is a bonus affiliated with this position.
Wow. And so if they want to go on, they can go on from there to become an LPN or an RN. You know, about what percentage of people stay CNAs and how many want to go on, do you know?
I really don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that we get a number of students with nursing in mind, or they want to work in X-ray someday. And it's such a good preparatory course because it teaches them how to move people safely, how to speak to people with dementia. And some of those different things. We work very hard to give them all the education they need to be successful. I started out as a CNA, and then I worked on the switchboard, and then I was a unit clerk, and then I went to nursing school at CUGA and became an RN, and then went on to CUCA. And Finger Lakes Health helped me the whole way through that. They paid for a portion of my education every step of the way.
So those LPN and RN students must feel pretty comfortable in already having, compared to somebody that just comes in cold, having a lot of that basic education and knowledge, and of course institutional knowledge, being trained within UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health.
Absolutely. It is very helpful. So we do have openings for the coming classes. If anyone is interested, we would love to have you check it out. Contact our HR department and apply to become a CNAT, a Certified Nursing Assistant Student.
The telephone number is 315-787-4039 for that Certified Nursing Assistant program. Another number question. Do you know about how many CNAs you have through the system?
I'm so sorry. I don't know the answer to that. I know that we can handle 16 students at a time, and we do 7 classes a year.
Wow.
This class will graduate August 22nd. We'll be starting our next class on September 12th. So we have, after this class, we have 2 more classes this year.
So you mentioned some of what CNAs do. Talk about some of the other things that they do in executing their jobs.
So the CNAs, they help to feed people. They help take people to the bathroom. They help them get washed up. Any activities of daily living that you would want to do for yourself, they will help the residents do. They help them do it the way they want it done, not necessarily the way the CNA would do it for themselves. We're very, very aware of people's individual choices, and so we try to make sure that everybody gets the care they want in the way that they would like it.
I think I've asked this of a few of the different people have been on over the years, but can you teach, and if so, how do you teach bedside manner? It's one thing to know all the technical things and how to roll somebody. How do you teach them to develop that rapport with a patient? Because I assume that the patients at the living centers probably see the same CNAs quite often, and you want to form that bond.
Well, we do try to teach them about compassion and empathy, and there are some aspects of our program where we show them some videos and some actual footage of people who are living in the community with dementia, and you can see how they are really needing to use a nursing home system in order to be safe and to have excellent care. And so I think when people have a heart for other people, the compassion and the empathy comes. There are some people that are not meant to be in healthcare, and for many, it's a calling. Healthcare is something you just can't say, all right, I'm going to do it, I'm a nurse. There is an aspect inside of you that likes to care for people and that truly wants to be helpful and give good, compassionate, kind care.
So if a CNA wants to go directly to, say, the Marion S. Whalen School of Nursing, do they serve a period of time in one of the living centers before they do that, or can they say, I want to be a nurse and go right to school?
They can do that. They can apply for the program as soon as they graduate. Some people have already applied for the nursing programs, and then they come to the CNA. In fact, we have some nursing students that are going to Nazareth that come, and they work as CNAs in our nursing homes during the summer. They took our CNA class, and they're, doing really well.
And so then, I don't know, I've thrown a couple things at you didn't know, and I hate to do that, but with the expansion now in the partnership, will this create some openings at other URM facilities? For example, can somebody, so this is just for the living facilities that you have now?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we'll still just be Finger Lakes Health, UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, and our employees will just be employees of.
Oh, okay.
That will be completely separate.
So if you go to the website, and again, the website's going to change a little bit later on, but at flhealth.org, you can look up careers. One of them is the CNA program, Certified Nursing Assistant Training. Call 315-787-4039, and you can find yourself working in healthcare real quickly. Kathy, thanks very much. I appreciate the visit and appreciate the information.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
And Kim, I hope you get over your limp soon. I guess if you're going to get hurt, it might as well be when you're working in a health system, right?
Yes. Thanks a lot, Ted.
And thanks for coming in as always.
All right. Nice to see you.
All right. It's good to see you as well. It's 8:48 now on FLX Morning.
Thank you.